This is Jesse Goldberg Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitching coach Tony Kosaris. Tony, before we start talking about our current Lugnuts, how about a couple of Lugnuts who got promoted? Joey Murray has been terrific for the Dunedin Blue Jays since he moved up. You could say he's been better for them than he was for us. Did you expect him to pitch well in the Florida State League?
I didn't expect him to pitch that well, but I did expect him to pitch well enough. I think one of the biggest things coming in was his changeup, and I think you saw it in the last couple of outings where his changeup started to really come along, and he's getting swing and misses and ground ball with it, and I think that's what helped him so much over there. So I think the changes help him.
How good can he be?
Well, he's only 88, like 91, but his fastball play up. We've seen him, gets a lot of swing and misses, especially when he's up in the zone. And we like the guy, the way he competes, and we like his overall stuff. He just, we like the guy overall.
Another pitcher got promoted recently, Jackson Reese. Were you surprised by how good he was this year for Lansing?
Well, I think everybody was. I mean, if you look at his number, like almost 2 strikeout per inning, and he only gave up 1 run all the time he was here. I don't think anybody expected him to, to pitch like that. I know he was really good in spring training. And I didn't know him, so for what I heard, his velocity was better. And then his slider started to come along really well. And, he came in and, like I said, nobody expected him to do that well. I mean, that's, way better than what we thought.
How good can he be?
Well, I think he'd be really good. He'd command that slider. He got a couple of different ones. And, he manipulated the ball really well. He got the high sinker, hard sinker, and he got the cutter. So I think it'd be really, really good. It's a matter of sharpening his game and continuing to work on his command and getting everything else better. But his stuff is there, so I don't know how. I think he got good stuff to pitch in the big leagues. We'll see.
When I saw you in spring training, the first pitcher that we talked about was Josh Winkowski. How has Winkowski developed this year in the Midwest League?
I think he's been great. I mean, he goes out there and you know what you're going to get out of him every time. He has thrown 7 innings almost every outing, a couple of outings in the middle, but I think he's been great, and he's another guy that deserves to be promoted anytime soon. I'm guessing maybe All-Star break, I don't know, but we're very happy with him, with his work ethic, with everything he's done here, and especially one of his main goals, which was a changeup, and he's really working good with the changeup right now, so.
There are pitchers who are not very good for us in April and then get better. I think of Danny Jimenez from last year. Who are some guys this year who you saw they've really improved from the start of the season?
Well, I think Winkowski is one of them, but, he had a really good year last year. But coming in, somebody that wasn't even in the roster, Rakowski, he's been tremendous for us. And, I give him a lot of credit because even when he was on the DL, he was working his tail off every day and just trying to get better and asking good questions and all the advice and all the stuff that I talked to him about, he always mentioned it to me, so he's keeping it in mind, and you can see the results. So I'm very, very happy with him. And also Finfrock, coming from extended and, coming in and setting in right away and being able to come in and close games. And now we don't have Reese, so he's going to be very valuable for us. So he's another good surprise.
With Lugnuts pitching coach Tony Kosaris. Tony, who are players maybe right now, we haven't seen the results yet, but you expect if they keep on working, watch out for them in July and August?
Well, I think if you see guys like McCaffer, he's one of the guys that I like to see him throw more strikes and, command the strike zone a little bit better. And I think we're going to see that. I mean, we've seen it this year, but I think we're going to see that moving on. Same thing with Pasco. I like his stuff. I mean, he struggled a little bit with his command, and he's giving us some runs. But I feel like he got his stuff to pitch well, and he's working hard. So we'll see some better results in the next couple of months.
Tony, for you and your position, I see Rapsodo being used this year. All sorts of other different things are now being used with analytics, with the different data that's available for you. How has your position as a pitching coach been helped out by all the new information?
Well, I think it's been really, really great to be able to understand all the data and how everything works and how all the pitches work for certain guys. I think we're using all that stuff to help the development of the guys and, you know, trying to teach them, you know, how the pitch can be better, have better depth, or maybe better vertical break, or is better spin on the ball, because I can see it, but the machine can really tell what it is and numbers. So guys like numbers. So we that's what, how we're using that. We're also using the Edutronic camera, which is a slow motion camera to get all the pitches coming out of the hands, and so the hitters, the pitchers can see the hand positioning on the ball, and it's been really, really great for a lot of the guys.
Would you have liked to have it when you were a pitcher?
I would like to, yeah. I mean, it's, I mean, I wouldn't change too much, but I would obviously certainly get some advice, and if I can get my stuff a little bit better, I would certainly use it. And I think it's a great opportunity for the guys, because they get to see how the pitchers are compared to major league pitchers and how effective their stuff can be at the next level. So I think it's great.
Lansing Lugnuts pitching coach Tony Castros, gracias, senor.
Thank you, Jesse. You're welcome.
This is Jessica Brinkstrasser, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.